Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Here, although they're about to be locked up, there's only one open line right now. Just all of a sudden, the phones blew up.
Oh, yeah.
The number is 603-283-6160, and there is another line that is dedicated only for SIP calls. What is a SIP call? SIP call is an internet-based call that allows you to call in without actually having a phone line. So it's kind of like, you know, a Skype call or a Jitsi or a Zoom or something right. like that, but it's a little more open source, a lot more open source, actually. There's different clients that you can use and different servers that you can set up an account on. If you go to sip.freetalklive.com, I've got step-by-step instructions there that will explain to you. And if you've tried this in the past and it didn't work, I apologize. The site I was recommending turned out to be not great. So I found a better site. And this one worked the first time I tried it, makes it really easy. And once you get your SIP client set up, and you just connect to us with, like, the press of a button, it's nice. Super easy. So try that. It usually sounds better, too. So
yeah, it does sound really good. Yep. I noticed.
Try it out.
TJ and whoever.
Yep, sip.freetalklive.com will get you to the instructions. We're loaded up with calls. We can talk more about magic mushrooms and some of the cool, like, amazing scientific studies, the revelations that are coming out about these things. But first, let's go to the phones here and to the fun. We got Cindy on the line listening via Facebook. Cindy says she's new to the show. Welcome, Cindy. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Hi. I just run into you. Don't really know much about your show. Don't know really where you're streaming from except Facebook. So I don't know what other sources you're streaming on. But with the holidays coming up, a lot of families out there are alone, a lot of people needing, you know, a lot of, missing a lot of people, a lot of people going through certain things in life. And Ellen DeGeneres, you know, lost a very important person in her life yesterday. And I have been a target of online bullying, so I just recently just closed down my social media page because of it. And so I don't know exactly where you're streaming at, but I just wanted to just give a word out there. I just saw in 60 Minutes that there was a little girl who took her life due to it.
You know, it's really sad. I mean, we've heard these stories over the years of it usually tends to be younger people, but you sound like, I mean, I don't want to guess at how old you are. You don't sound like you're in high school or something like that. I mean, am I right? You sound like maybe you're in your 30s or so? 40s?
I'm actually almost 50.
Okay, 50. So, but you are being victimized, as you say, by online bullying. People are saying mean things to you or about you on the internet?
Oh, absolutely. I started the page about to raise awareness about my medical condition.
Okay.
And some of the things that I was going through, it took a while to get diagnosed. It just turned out to, I can't even tell you some of the things that.
Oh, I can only imagine. I've definitely been trolled and bullied and all sorts of things online. So I know how you feel. And it is a hard time while it's happening. I tell you what, though, let it make you stronger, because you let these people get you down, then you're not going to win. You got to fight through it. And just knowing that there are haters out there should motivate you to keep going. Keep moving it, you know?
Oh, yeah, no, most definitely. It's been going on for about 6 months, and I got to the point where I actually have had a bottle of pills sit next to my head for the last several weeks, and it was just like, do I do it or do I not do it? you know.
Well, I don't think pills are going to be the solution here. And as far as, you know, those of us who have a fairly high visibility, Joa, you have your own channel over at Breaking the Flaw,
yes,
on the Odyssey platform and also on YouTube. And when you put it out there, when you put yourself out there, whether it's for an illness, like you say, Cindy, that you were trying to raise money for, or whether it's us just putting our perspectives and our viewpoints and our activism online, you're going to get haters. I mean, anytime you're doing something that is noteworthy, mm-hmm, there's going to be people who support you. And on the other side of the coin, there's going to be people who are jealous of you and they hate you and they want to take out their anger and they're projecting on you. And that's just, unfortunately, it's just part of life.
Also, it's also a sign that you're winning. Like, you know, Cindy, they lied about me on national media recently. Right?
Oh, really?
Sean Hannity to Brett Barr, Newsmax, Bill O'Reilly, they slandered me. You know, they said they said that I swung at a politician. I never did such a thing. If anything, that politician actually hit me.
Yeah, he sure did.
And they're twisting the story. So,
but you've got a smile on your face about it.
Oh, because it's,
of
course.
It's what you expected, wasn't it?
I didn't expect
them to be honest, did you?
No, I didn't expect them to be honest at all.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So, I mean, Cindy, I don't blame you. I would never tell somebody not to shut off social media because it is, you know, especially Facebook, which is where you say you found us tonight. It's an S show, right? Like, it's an ugly place to be, and it seems to bring out the worst in people.
Yeah.
Like I say to people, don't read the comments on the, you know, your YouTube videos. Don't read the comments in general because there's so much negativity there, and you don't need to spend your time.
I have a lot of support, so I do follow all my comments.
You do, and that's really nice.
Generally, I delete negative comments.
Do you really? I won't spend any time on deleting negative comments.
It depends.
If
they're violent oriented or you know, threatening, and it's not appropriate to my channel. It's not that I'm trying to censor people. Mm-hmm. Like I definitely leave opinions up that are against my my opinion. They're giving constructive criticism. I'm going to allow that. But if they're going to say some nasty things about me and try to do personal attacks, that doesn't belong on my channel.
Cindy, do you want to give us an example of what you've had to deal with? Some of this, you call it online bullying. Can you get specific at all? If that's
sure, absolutely. Well, I had colon cancer, and they had to recreate certain areas of my anatomy, and they actually were making pages talking about those certain areas of my anatomy and getting very graphic in them. And during the process of me getting diagnosed, I went through extensive hospital visits and stage where I did not know what was going on with me. It was very brutal. And so I would like video myself at the hospital fighting with these doctors and them saying, well, you know, sorry, we don't know what's going on. So I would video it just for evidence. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
I wouldn't post it anywhere. I would just have it in my little portfolio on my phone. And then after I was finally diagnosed, I have a lawyer on my case now for malpractice. But
I don't know if it's your phone, Cindy. I'm sorry, but you're kind of fading in and out. I don't know if it's an issue with your phone or the connection, but can you make sure you keep that thing near your face? Maybe it's kind of not close enough or something.
Well, I have a... Can you hear me now?
Oh, yeah, that's much better.
Okay, I had it on my speaker.
Okay,
but,
thank you.
I had some videos on my phone that I uploaded to my YouTube for privacy. And somehow they had leaked them out. I don't know if they hacked them or whatever. Mm. And they had disclosed them to the public. And they were not meant to be public. And
they weren't flattering, is what you mean.
Very much not flattering at all.
Now, do you have a following? Did you have like a certain number of followers prior to these, you know, this medical condition? Are you a personality online, or are these just
random
people?
Not at all. No, I wanted to. I wasn't raising money for this at all. This was not about money.
Mm-hmm.
This was to let women know if they were going through certain
issues in their body that this could possibly be something that they might want to research, because it was very complicated.
Is it women that are mostly bullying you, or is it men? Do you know? Can you tell?
There is some men, but women as well.
Mm-hmm.
It is so terrible. I could not believe the things that were being said. They made changes in my name.
This is one of the downsides, of course, of the anonymity of the internet. There's more coming up here in moments.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications in a variety of formats.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
join the show. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Joa.
And it's really tough. You know, our last caller was calling because she's frustrated. Having some medical conditions, and she shared that, whether advertently or inadvertently or whatever, on the internet, and ended up having people hating on her because of that. That sucks.
Terrible.
And it's indefensible, but unfortunately, that is the internet. It's never going to be a different place.
Yeah.
There's always going to be the sort of ugliness of humanity that is on display in that place. And if that's not something that you can handle, and I thought, Joe, you gave her some great tips. Yeah. Like, look, the fact that you have haters means you've made it.
Yeah.
You know, like you're having an impact. There's a reason why these people are spending their time on you, right? Like, they think you're worth their time. They only have a limited amount of time on this planet, right?
And they want to waste it on trolling you.
Yeah, on all this crap that they're just spewing. And it's really, you know, it can be frustrating, and I can see why somebody would be upset by it. And I don't think there's anything wrong with disconnecting from it. But one thing is for sure, as long as you're online, there's always a chance you're going to see something you don't like. And I don't think you should let it get to you. I agree with your advice, Joa, that this is something you should just let it roll off your back.
Yeah, the only other advice I'd have is, like, you know, maybe laugh with it.
And
embrace it, because you know, this is who you are, and I'm not trying to make light of it. I'm just saying that you know, you should, you know, maybe just kind of go along with it, because I think people do care.
Some do.
And if they're trolling you, I think they still kind of care. They wouldn't be, you know, spend that time to message you about it. No. I don't know. I don't know. Maybe not.
I don't know if I'll say that people who are trolling like that care. I mean, but they may be projecting their own insecurities. They may be projecting their own fears.
They're creating motivation for you to do better.
Onto you, yeah. And focus your time on the people that are showing you appreciation. Focus your efforts on the people that you appreciate, the people that are helping you.
I agree.
Your gratitude for those people. But try to have gratitude for the ugly things in life, if you can, right? Like, because if it weren't for the ugly, right, if it weren't for the bad behavior, if it weren't for this nastiness out there, you really wouldn't be able to know the greatness. You really wouldn't be able to know the beauty in life. You wouldn't be able to know and really appreciate the kindness and the generosity that other people show. So always try to be grateful for those people, in the same way that, like, I am grateful for those prosecutors in this case, and, you know, the agents that destroyed my home and did all these horrible things. I'm still I forgive those people for the things that they did. I think they think they're doing good, and they're not. They're really, you know, disturbed people.
They are disturbed
in what they're doing, but, you know, they are still people, and had I made the wrong choices in life, I could have ended up like them. So we're not really that different.
Anyone can end up like them, because I don't think their job is very hard. Lying is not easy, but when you're getting paid the way much they do, lying can be easy.
They're certainly practiced at it.
They're very well.
So let's go back to your phone calls and thoughts here. We have Beware Mouse on the line in Colorado. Go ahead, Beware Mouse.
Hello, how are you doing today?
What's on your mind tonight?
I want to bring up the topic just briefly about the bullies. I do a little bit of work on YouTube as well, and the bullies on there are actually tremendous. But the thing of it is, it took me a little while to realize I wasn't talking to the bullies. I was talking to everyone else.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, you know, you can't get away from the same percentage of people you could not get along with in high school. There's a certain amount of people that were doing strange things that you will never get along with. Guess what? Those people get older with you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm 60 years old. I can find plenty of people I wouldn't have associated with in high school.
Sure.
Same here.
So, well, the good news is most of them are hiding behind a screen these days. You know, it's not like the same thing if there was, like, some sort of thug threatening to stab you if you didn't give them your lunch money or something like that. Today, it's just a bunch of cowards hanging out behind a computer
keyboard
monitor.
Warriors.
Yeah.
Well, that's an interesting thing, but I've noticed something. It used to be that communities meant that we were communing together.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't that long ago that we were communing in person.
That's true.
And now they have us all commuting on Twitter, Facebook, whatever have you, and then we turn around and then they get locked down. Mm. So that's the only community that we can do.
And this is why I love New Hampshire.
A bit of a pattern to me.
I go off on that again there, Joe. I was going to say the same thing.
This is why I love New Hampshire, because there is a community here. We do meet in person. We do discuss how, you know, we can, you know, solve certain problems like food and whatever, whatnot. Like, we have market days, you know. We get together multiple times a week.
A lot. Yeah, you can do so much in person. If you're a libertarian, voluntarist, liberty-loving anarchist, there's a community here that is so large you couldn't possibly do everything that's going on.
Like, I know my neighbors. I actually know my neighbors, and I talk with them.
Wow, that's a really cool thing.
Yeah.
Like, even the people that you don't know in New Hampshire, they're more friendly here, at least than where I came from. I don't know what it was like in Rhode Island, but...
Not nearly as friendly.
That's interesting.
I can tell you one thing about society.
Yes, sir.
I can tell you one thing about society. When I was growing up, again, I was 60 years old. Mm-hmm. When I went to junior high, we had two lockers at school. One was for fishing gear. The other one was for guns.
Wow.
And we would bring our guns into school. We had a shooting team that was their big aspiration was to go to the Olympics.
Wow. So when you were shooting at school, you were literally just shooting at school. Go ahead.
Yeah, literally. I mean, we had the shooting range for ROTC was attached to our gym.
Amazing.
Okay, so while we're sitting there running laps, there might be shooting going off next door. So,
Wow.
The point I'm trying to make is back then, the general saying was when they drop the gun, you better run. The real fight's on now. And a lot of people are hiding behind that gun. They're hiding behind the computers.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, without... You know, learning what that socialization is, isolated in a room, and all this big talk just gets escalated, escalated, escalated.
Mm-hmm.
It's a vicious cycle. It really is.
But where, Mouse, was there anything else you wanted to share tonight?
Well, there was a gentleman that was in the news. You probably are very aware of him. His name was News Now Houston. He was sentenced today to 20 years.
Wow. What? For what?
For a molestation of his child.
Oh, they brought that back on him again. I'm not like saying what he did was okay, but he's already been dealing with this twice over.
Point. Now, I do know the history. Now, the news is not covering this, but some of the history is the fact that a lot of those charges came from a very abusive divorce.
Oh, no.
And the children were separated in the divorce. There were some other accusations that went through all at the same time.
All right, hold on. So you guys are going to have to clear this up for me. I'm not familiar with this case. News Now Houston, he's one of the First Amendment auditors?
Yeah, he does a little bit of cop watching.
He was pinnacle. Do you remember the Tuttle murders that happened in Texas?
No, I don't. But hang on. Hold that thought. We'll continue the discussion here in moments. It sounds like you're familiar with this guy, Joa.
I am familiar with him.
News Now Houston. He's been sentenced to 20 years for alleged molestation.
But
is that the truth?
I don't really know. I thought he had done an admission video, I think.
Oh, boy. There's more coming up here in moments. You can join us here. This is Free Talk Live.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
President Biden is wrapping up his three-day summit with African heads of state. The president said the world is facing a global food crisis that disproportionately affects Africa, as 140 million people there face food insecurity. President Biden says the United States will invest more in the continent.
Africa has the potential to feed its people
and also help feed the world. The United States is going to continue to work with the AU to advance the Comprehensive Africa Agriculture Development Program, which lays out the vision for Africa's food security and climate-resilient future.
Oil is once again flowing through most of the Keystone Pipeline after being shut down because of a leak. A section of the more than 2,600-mile pipeline remains shut off in Kansas as the investigation into the leak continues. I'm Tim Berg, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. Phones are open here. You can join us. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Ian and Joa in the studio tonight. You can join us online over freetalklive.com. And yes, we do have our own social media platform. You can go to social.freetalklive.com. Interact with other Free Talk Live listeners there. Also, it's the holiday season, and that means you might be looking for some gifts for your loved ones. Of course, time's running pretty short if you're buying gifts for Christmas, but I bet you can still get over to bullionmax.com/FTL and snatch up the Silver Starter Kit.
I was going to say, silver. That's what you should be buying.
Isn't it a great idea? 5 ounces of silver from the world's most popular mints. That's what you get at employee pricing, and they throw in a free gold back. All of those things would make fantastic gifts. The gold back is such a cool thing to give to people.
Absolutely.
I gave one to the waitress at the restaurant we went to tonight, and she seemed to be very interested in receiving it. It's just such a fun thing. If you've never had a gold back before, it's a perfect excuse to get one into your hands. Maybe you want to give it away to a loved one or the 5 ounces of silver as well. You go to bullionmax.com/FTL. You know inflation's bad, and so this is a great way to diversify into the most stable assets in recorded history. It's gold and silver, and there's a ton of different gold and silver products available over at bullionmax.com/FTL. You don't have to deal with a salesperson, and your precious metal shipped fully insured directly to your home. It's fast, it's easy, and you can get that special offer at bullionmax.com/FTL. So let's go back to Beware Mouse. He called in with some ugly-sounding news about apparently one of these First Amendment auditors. Joe, this is the industry, I guess you could call it,
yeah,
that you are in. You're a professional First Amendment auditor. You go into government bureaucracies. You are wielding a video camera, and you record your experience.
Yes.
Now, this guy is in Texas that Beware Mouse is calling about. What's his name again?
News Now Houston or News Now Community?
News Now Houston. He's going to prison, apparently, for molesting his own children. This is definitely not a good look.
No.
You don't get to control who calls themselves an auditor.
Well, not all auditors are good.
Yeah, what's that?
The backstory on this is the fact that he exposed the Tuttle murders out of Texas. He was the reporter that actually reached in the window in order to show the crime scene. Did not match the diagram of the house that the police provided.
I'm not familiar with the story.
Well, the thing of it is, he exposed several stories at this caliber.
Okay.
And he took off a lot of people. The actual backstory to this is there were several charges that were brought against him that were unfounded.
Hmm.
And it was during a period of time, some of them, he was charged with some of them.
Just to clarify, before you go on, did he expose corruption within the Houston, Texas government or some Texas government?
Absolutely.
And so do you think they've targeted him to some extent?
What? Yes, ultimately, okay. Because he exposed something that actually went down. This is what happened and what back talk is on this. The Tuttle murder was happened because the SWAT team had filled out an improper search warrant for a house with a similar address. Now, basically what happened, they were paying attention more to the assassination attempt of the police that were supposed to go in before them. And the reason for that,
I remember this murder.
Next to there, they had had a SWAT team much like theirs busted, not only for that, but also for trafficking narcotics.
Uh-oh.
After the bus. So what happened was these guys were going to get rid of the police officers that could be ratting them out in this other county and set this up. They were so intense on the assassination, they got the wrong address.
What?
And he was able to get the photograph of the interior to show that the diagram and the police story was not true.
Mm.
If you remember, there was a commissioner in Texas that came
out. Dallas FOP president.
You stir the pot. And that was nationwide. You stir the pot.
Wow. So he uncovered some serious police corruption, is what you're saying. But yet...
Exactly. And he had a bunch of unfounded charges.
How did this lead to him being hit with these child molestation charges for his own kids? Or was that unconnected?
Well, he went direct toe-to-toe with the prosecutors in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And he was also open carry with black powder.
Yeah.
So he was definitely winning. And the suspicion, and be honest with you, it's irregardless of whether he was guilty of this crime. The family had forgiven him. It had been 20 years. They did rehash it at that time. Okay, and time went on. Whoever he is now is a martyr. He has both on his record. But the last 20 years he has spent in order to sit there and correct things. And quite honestly, I personally can't make a decision about whether or not he's guilty or not.
Well, I don't know any of the details in this case. You're saying it was his kids, his own children, and this was 20 years ago?
And it stemmed from a vicious divorce.
Mm-hmm. Who made the accusation?
That's one of the questions that has remained unknown. There was a interview that was done at the time in 2002 or something of that nature. But their more recent interview, they had recorded them, and it seemed that they were all leading the witnesses.
Yeah. So 20 years ago means that those kids are older. They're adults. They're legal adults by now. So, I mean, presumably they must have had something to do with these charges.
It was also against statute of limitations. I believe the statute of limitations when that happened was only 10 years.
I can't believe there's a 10-year statute of limitations on child molestation.
There was, there was back in 2002. That has been changed. Now it's 25 years.
Huh. Oh, wow.
Okay. Huh. So, again, I followed that story somewhat.
But what happened? Did he take a plea deal?
I want to say thank you for Free King and everything that you guys done there. I have followed you, and then I lost track of you for a while in 2016.
Well, thank you for wearing mouse. But I still have more questions here. It's not really clear to me what the story is. So are you saying this guy was accused of molesting his own children by his ex-wife?
According to the police, that there was a bunch of unfounded accusations at one time against him, and that's what the determination was. But for some reason, in a collateral investigation, some evidence surfaced that reopened the crime.
Oh, wow.
That's the original. However, this happened in retaliation, what appears, I mean, on his face.
But he's guilty, you said. Did he take a guilty plea or did he go to court?
No, he went to court and he had a jury trial. Mm-hmm. The jury was blocked. Just 12 hours ago, this jury was a 6-on-6 lock. And suddenly, it all went the prosecutor's way.
Huh.
What happened behind the scenes, we don't know.
Wow. The Weird Mouse, thanks for the call tonight, man.
The other thing that happened was he's not eligible for an appeal.
Mm.
Okay, and he's not eligible for parole, which sounds like they negotiated right after the jury.
So he's going away for the rest of his life.
That's crazy.
Yeah. He's 60 years old now, so he's not coming out. I don't think he's coming out.
Thank you, Beware Mouse, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you tonight.
And, I love how auditors are calling in and people who watch auditors, and I would encourage more of that.
Yeah, sure. Absolutely. I mean, it's always best to call earlier in the show, but I think we're going to get everybody in tonight, so it should work out. The number here is 603-283-6160. You know, we were talking about haters out there, and I've actually been sitting on an email from a hater. Believe it or not, I actually don't get them very often. I'm grateful I don't get them very often.
Yeah.
But I've been sitting on this one for a few months. I don't know if we're going to have time for it here tonight, but I've got it marked, and hopefully we will get a chance to share the thoughts of this angry, angry man who wanted to just go off on us. The number is 603-283-6160, but phone calls come first, so we're going back to your phone calls coming up here in moments. And you can, of course, bring up absolutely anything that is on your mind. Don't forget, you can join Joa on his channel, Breaking the Flaw. If you want to see him do some of the First Amendment audits, he's doing that stuff often over at the Breaking the Flaw channel. And you can find him on Odyssey and also over at YouTube. 603-283-6160. More coming up here in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live phones are open here if you want to join the show. You're welcome to. The number here is 603-283-6160. It's been great hearing from some new voices here tonight. Always enjoy having fresh perspectives coming on to the show with us. It's been Ian and Joey here. We still have a few moments remaining. The number 603-283-6160. And don't forget, you can always join us online. Just head over to freetalklive.com, and you'll find a variety of features there waiting for you. For free. So once again, that's freetalklive.com. We go back to the phones here. Joe is in Maryland. You're on Free Talk Live, Joe.
Yeah, how you doing, Joe? How you doing, Ian?
Hey, what's on your mind, dude? Hello.
Okay. I also came up with a second story I was going to tell you about. I'm going to go to the doctors, and I have a Facebook thing that lady was talking about, Cindy, that I had just replied to a person today. And so I'll tell you about that, too. I'm going to go to the doctors, and we'll see my primary physician next week.
Mm-hmm.
And then I see my pain management doctors in January.
By the way, you are calling from a hospital bed in your own home. You've called multiple times.
Yes.
You're there 24 hours a day, basically, right?
Yeah, basically. I have an electric wheelchair I can get in and out
of
the pain.
Gotcha.
But I can move a bit, but I'm in a hospital bed, let's say, an average of 22 hours a day, at least. That's including times I have to go to doctor's appointments and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I'm always in here if I'm not going out to a doctor's appointment. So, you said his name was Harris. He was National Geographic, and he took psilocybin at a biker rally.
Right, this was last week. The story was about a gentleman who was a photographer and like an adventurer, like a mountain climber type, very outdoorsy guy who had become crippled, spinal injury, I think it was, and he could not move his legs. He took a dose of mushrooms at an electronic music festival, and it began his healing process, and he could walk again.
Right, so I'm going to ask my doctors to look that up and ask them, if that worked for him, could I just take a couple of doses to see if it would work for me?
Maybe it's a good idea.
It couldn't hurt to ask. I don't know what the legal status of it is there in Maryland.
Yeah. Well, like I said, I'm just going to ask.
Sure.
And tell them, you know, I never did drugs in my life, so, you know, it's not like I'm trying to get high or something like that. I want to walk.
Yeah.
I'd be willing to try anything.
Absolutely.
Yeah. He said he would, you know, one leg he'd be walking like Frankenstein because his left leg wasn't responding good and stuff. So I'll just give him the whole story and ask him what the deal is. Also, the guy who wrote the book, Jesus Was a Mushroom, I think his name was Terrence McKenna.
Okay, Terrence McKenna.
Yeah.
I didn't know that he wrote that book, but he certainly has written many books about psychedelics.
The Sacred Mushroom on the Cross is the original book, but yeah, I think Terrence McKenna did a story about it himself. He wrote a book himself.
Okay.
Yeah, and you might want to look up what happened to him.
Well, can you tell us so we don't have to look it up?
I think he ran into... I don't know if it's him or another guy, because my memory isn't as good as it was, you know, before the accident.
Well, I can tell you he did pass away within the last 20 years. I think it was most of 20 years ago at this point.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It might not be the same guy then.
All right,
if you look up, you know, I don't want to say it on the phone.
Apparently it was April of 2000. Joe, you'll have to let us know how this goes. I wouldn't be too optimistic that Maryland has any kind of legal aspect for medicinal mushrooms at this point. But, you know, that doesn't mean that somebody can't doesn't mean somebody can't order them for you on the dark net and give them to you.
No. I don't do anything like that because you don't know what you're going to get.
You do kind of know what you're going to get, though. On the dark web,
I haven't done it personally, but I bet it's safer.
The dark web, you do pretty much know what you're going to get because you basically have a reputation rating system, kind of like, you know, eBay or Amazon with feedback rating. There, the people that are, you know, of a good reputation who sell magic mushrooms are going to be, like, it's the real deal. I mean, almost, you know, you can't be 100% sure, but it's probably 99.999% sure that you're going to get the real thing if you buy from somebody that isn't like a brand new user.
Reputable reviews.
Yeah, somebody that's got reviews. But good luck and let us know what happens, Joe. I definitely appreciate hearing from you tonight, man. Let's continue here. We got Sarah on the line in New Mexico. Go ahead, Sarah.
Oh, yes. I really believe that. Things got very more expensive here in Albuquerque because our state legalized that marijuana.
What?
But we got... Oh, that's my theory.
Why?
That's my theory.
How would legalizing marijuana make everything more expensive?
Well, you know what? That's kind of... I thought that was kind of preposterous or whatever, like ridiculous.
It is.
But that's exactly that's exactly what happened to Colorado. I mean, people...
What are you talking about?
Well, legalization of marijuana. What if they pass here in New Mexico? You could have 1 ounce marijuana, and you could do medical marijuana. We got a dispensary just opened up.
Are you saying weed is more expensive now?
No, she's saying everything else is more expensive, right?
Right. With a home used to be like maybe $100,000, $250,000. Now it's jumped up to like $300,000.
Yeah,
the house.
Sarah, what would make you think that it's cannabis that is the reason? Has doubled in price.
Okay, because that's what happened in Colorado. They did in Colorado.
Sarah, have you ever heard the saying, correlation is not causation?
I mean, it sounds ridiculous, but the more I thought about it, it has a lot to do with
Sarah, can you answer my question? I asked you a question. When someone asks a question in a conversation, the polite thing to do is to listen to the question and try to answer it.
Okay, correlation and causation. Okay,
No. Correlation is not causation. You cannot say that because something is correlative, meaning something happened and other thing happened. doesn't mean that the first thing that happened means that it had something to do with the other thing. It just means both of those things happened, and you cannot necessarily draw a connection between those two.
Actually, I can. I think government spending all this money has caused things to be very expensive.
Well, I was going to get to that point, but yes, Joe, that is the good, that is the correction, that is the correct answer here, Sarah. The reason why things, everything, including the price of a house, including the price of a hamburger, including the price of, you know, everything you buy at the grocery store and gasoline and everything else, the reason why prices have gone up is because the government is literally printing more money into existence.
Not because people have munchies.
A lot of people want to move here to New Mexico now just because of the marijuana.
More good.
People want to come here. I mean, look at
this. No, they're not. You guys are late to the game.
Look, they're driving in from Texas to buy cannabis.
Good. That's a good thing. But I'm telling you, the prices of housing in Texas have gone up, too.
Right. That's correct. All of the real estate, it all
okay.
goes up.
Okay, so if that's correct, Sarah, if you can realize that Texas real estate, where marijuana is still a crime, has gone up in price, then you should understand that it is not marijuana that has resulted in real estate going up in New Mexico.
But why is it all New Mexico has become like more of a more expensive place to live now? And people are...
Everywhere is doing that, Sarah.
Yeah, but I really think that the marijuana have a huge part in it.
Okay, but you have
like
no evidence
30%.
For it.
I don't know where you're connecting this dot here. How does it happen?
I mean, look at Colorado. That place has gotten really expensive. People are moving out of them. They can't even buy a home.
That's true of all cities. They're always getting more expensive because they have big governments and a lot of taxes and a lot of regulations, and they make it difficult to build new housing, so the price of housing goes up. Sarah, you just don't understand how the market works. And that's okay. You're a communist. You don't have a grasp on supply and demand. You don't understand inflation, which is an increase in the money supply. And you just arbitrarily pick something and you say, well, I just think it was this thing.
I hate to break it.
The houses are so expensive.
Sarah, I want to say something real quick.
Yeah, go ahead, man.
Sarah, I think the reason why things have gotten more expensive is because there's too much people on welfare.
That's another point. Thank you, Sarah, for the call tonight. Out of time. Everybody else, if you didn't get in, just call us earlier. We'll be here tomorrow night. Join us then. Online, join us at freetalklive.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management. Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.